From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and you're listening to The Topical, a news podcast that gets released to your podcast app of choice every day. Remember to turn on your notifications to be alerted when a new episode drops, or if you'd prefer something a bit more personal, simply send us your home address if you'd like one of our podcast staffers to throw a brick through your window every time a new episode is out. The Onion holds no responsibility for any property or personal damage, including death and dismemberment. Back with our lead story right after this. Aging congressional members combined with a geriatric lineup of presidential contenders has many progressives feeling like now is the time for a new generation of younger Democrats to take the reins. That's why the DNC has announced their commitment to younger-looking leadership with a new $40 million pledge toward rejuvenating skincare products. Committee spokesperson Anthony Serrano spoke in a press conference today about the need for the Democratic caucus to bring forward elasticity and clean open pores among their elderly ranks.
We're confident that this $40 million pledge will give our Democratic leaders the tools needed to capture a new, youthful glow across a spectrum of aging skin types, from oily to dry to even combination. There's no better way to tell voters we are committed to rejuvenating our party than to finally get serious about our daily skin routine.
Here with details is OPR political correspondent Dirk Mullins.
Thanks, Leslie. Democratic leaders are hard at work implementing sweeping changes to bring in fresh, butter-soft, and blemish-free appearances to the Democratic Party. For example, party leaders are ditching older, chemical-laced facial cleansers in favor of newer, more natural ones to bring more energy and viability to their aging complexions. And older party members, like Joe Biden, are beginning to use chemical face peels to show the Democratic base that he is committed to a younger and more human-like face moving forward.
Interesting. And how are Democrats responding?
By all accounts, this is the first time the Democratic Party has been pretty much on the same page for quite some time about what the future of their party looks like. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, appeared before reporters today praising the positive effects new advanced eye creams can bring to her party. And Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was bunkered down in his office with Teen Vogue magazine quizzes all morning long, trying to determine what type of breakouts his Senate caucus members are prone to.
Wow, this sounds like a real breakthrough for the Democratic Party. Do these efforts go beyond skincare routines?
For some, yes. Presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren vowed to not only make plans to keep her microbiome healthy and boost collagen production, but swore to radically transform the angles of her bangs to better show off her cheekbones. There is also chatter that the $40 million pledge includes funding to help Bernie Sanders wear pants that fit moving forward.
Thanks for the report, Dirk. I look forward to hearing which products work best. I've had severe cystic acne for a decade, and I'm ready to find the right nightly cream that will reduce the swelling in my face so I can see again.
Well, best of luck.
Here's a problem for our modern times that always gets my goat. You're walking outside, earbuds in so you can listen to music on your phone. A full moon appears from behind a cloud and suddenly your earbuds slip out and fall to the ground as you transform into a hideous snarling beast. Well, Bose may have a solution to that common nuisance with their new wireless headphones designed to remain in your ears during your transmutation into a werewolf. Here with the details is OPR's chief expert in all things technologically spooky, Andrew Dullard.
Thanks, Leslie. Bose debuted their new in-ear headphones, which they're calling WearPods, at a tech conference this week. The manufacturing company touted several features, including the soft silicon tip, which lightly seals the WearPod in place in your ear as you transmogrify into a bloodthirsty wolf monster.
And they stay in even as coarse tufts of fur sprout from the listener's ears?
That's right. The cone shape was designed to specifically keep the earphones nestled in tight while you tear through your clothes, run on all fours howling through the forest, and devour human prey.
Not too shabby.
Bose is also praising the WearPod's noise-canceling technology that can drown out even the angriest mob of townsfolk chasing after you into the shadows. Plus, they're claiming a 24-hour battery life, so you can keep rocking out from the time the moon appears in the east to when it mercifully disappears after a cursed night of terror and bloodlust.
Wow, I like everything I'm hearing so far, Andrew, but I think I speak for a lot of folks when I say the real problem is when you accidentally leave your phone behind in the pocket of your shredded pants. Even if your earbuds stay in, your favorite tunes aren't playing through them as you scuttle off into the dark to hunt and kill.
That's an all-too-common problem. The WearPods have a range of roughly 100 meters, which is in line with its primary competition, Apple's WolfBuds, and Sony's Howler line of over-the-ear headphones. So if you're hoping for more than the standard 100-meter failsafe as you stalk human flesh, you're out of luck.
As a distance hunter prone to leaving my phone in a pile of my torn clothes, that's a little disappointing.
Well, Bose does have one thing going for it the competitors don't. We tested the WearPods against the Apple and Sony versions and found that Bose offered the most versatility when it comes to staying in the ear of several types of shapeshifters. Whether you're a vampire shrinking into a tiny bat or a witch transfiguring into a cat, WearPods stay put the best.
I remember when Apple introduced their Wolf Buds, there were lines down the block of fanboy lycanthropes eager to purchase the product. Has the response been similar for WearPods?
Well, I dropped by a Best Buy at the latest full moon to speak with consumers who had pre-ordered the earbuds. Here's a clip.
I tried a bunch of different headphones, but every full moon I managed to lose them. These ones are expensive, but I hope they work for me!
Sounds like a bloodbath.
It was. But I connected with the man a few days later via Twitter, and he said the WearPods were incredibly comfortable and, most importantly, stayed in place during the duration of his pursuit and eventual slaughter of the man we heard in the recording.
Sounds like a success story. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
Well, there's the analysis and takes on today's top stories that you can vomit back at your peers later tonight like they're your own. Here's what else you need to know today. Amy Klobuchar is under fire today for breaking Pete Buttigieg's nose after mistaking him for one of her aides. Klobuchar apologized to Buttigieg in a statement, saying the former South Bend mayor closely resembled a staffer whom she whips a lampshade at every night to decompress. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spent another long day in his office polishing the nation's coins. Mnuchin reportedly doesn't mind the arduous task of shining each and every penny, nickel, dime, quarter, half dollar, and even a few silver and Sacagawea dollars, calling it a satisfying job that, quote, someone's gotta do, so it might as well be me. And just outside of Philadelphia, Roxborough Memorial Hospital announced today that they've left a large pile of extra organs outside on the curb of the emergency room. The hospital says the extra organs are no longer needed and can be collected on a first-come, first-served basis, so don't miss out. I might have to go grab a few extra myself. Well, that'll do it for today's episode of The Topical. Today's episode was produced by Maria Caper, Deshaun Monk, and Jonathan Renard. And not by Rebecca Jackson, who called into OBR sick today but is actually playing hooky and taking a spa day. Sorry to narc on you like that, Bex, but you should have known better than to trust me with that information. Just because you think we're cool again doesn't mean we are. The water is very much not under the bridge, and that's on you for assuming otherwise. So fuck you. See you tomorrow.